This month, Americans highlight the most traditional of Thanksgiving dishes, turkey. Just the word can conjure images of steaming drumsticks and juicy slices of white meat dripping with gravy. It's a word which can make us think of family gatherings and priceless memories. Incidentally, turkey also happens to be a species of bird. Capital reporter Dan Boyce takes us to a Helena Education Center that doesn't want kids to forget that.
Jamie O'Malley may be a bit of a turkey whisperer. She makes a sound, her tom turkey, named Tom, answers. He'll actually pretty much respond to any loud noise. He fluffs up his iridescent brown feathers, showing off his brilliant baby blue head, his deep red neck.
He's trying to make himself really big and beautiful for the females. The females are unimpressed at the moment.
O'Malley's other turkeys, Tilly and Tallulah, casually peck at the dirt nearby. O'Malley lives out of town with her family, and they raise turkeys as a hobby. Right now, her turkeys are waddling around the middle of Helena. O'Malley, she's the education director at Exploration Works. It's a science-based community learning center. She was sitting in a staff meeting thinking, you know, Thanksgiving's coming around. I have these beautiful turkeys. I should bring them in.
I at first thought that maybe people in Montana all have turkeys or chickens in their backyard, and this would not be interesting. But my coworkers convinced me that not everybody has turkeys in their backyard.
A steady stream of little kids and their parents come to the fenced-in garden at Exploration Works to see the birds, tossing them feed, some getting close enough to touch them before they scurry. Howard Davis brought his grandkids, Cooper and Mason.
It's a little bit of reality. People don't, they know where the grocery store is, but they don't know where the things in the store come from.
Five-year-old Luke Wendt chases the birds around, bundled up in a down coat and stocking cap. He takes a liking to the birds, trying to convince his mom, Kelly, to opt for a non-traditional Thanksgiving this year.
Yeah, we're gonna eat pizza for Thanksgiving, not turkeys.
Hey, he's running a campaign. I'm not so sure he's gonna win, though.
But these gobblers, Jamie O'Malley from Exploration Works, says they're going to be just fine. Her family wants to use them for breeding.
So these three turkeys have been reprieved.
They've been pardoned.
They have a stay of execution, and they will be living on our happy little farm till the end of their natural life.
She cannot, however, make the same promise for their progeny. I'm Dan Boyce, reporting in Helena.